Minister for National Security, Minister for the Interior, Minister for Defense, Deputy Minister for the Interior, the Chief of Defense Staff of the Armed Forces, Inspector General of Police, Service Commanders, National Security Advisor, Officers and Personnel of the Security Services, members of Operation Calm Life, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen. It is with considerable pleasure that I join you, the men and women of the police service and armed forces, to relaunch Operation Calm Life, which is aimed at combating criminal activity in all parts of the country. In the 11 months since the good people of Ghana, including your good selves, voted me into office as the President of the Republic, you, our nation's security services, have displayed a keen sense of dedication and professionalism in all you do. This has led to a relatively stable security outlook for our country, and I must commend you for it. As dynamic a society as ours is, we still have security challenges to confront. We have not been able to uproot the menace of armed robbery, nor that of vigilantism. Activities of land guards still remain, despite the robust efforts recently put up by the police in dealing with them. It is for this reason that I, like many Ghanaians, welcome the relaunch of Operation Calm Life, especially with additional logistical support being provided by the military, which will give further boost to the police in fighting crime. I wish to assure the Ghanaian people that their safety and security at all times are of the utmost concern and importance to government. However, government and the security agencies cannot undertake this crucial venture all by themselves. It will take a collaborative effort between the general public and security agencies to maintain law and order, and in accordance with the rule of law, deal with persons who break the law. It is a well-known fact that Operation Calm Life has been running for some years now, and indeed has been relaunched on many other occasions. This has largely been because of logistical and manpower constraints. My government intends to buck the trend. What we are witnessing today is a clear testimony to that commitment. The provision of more vehicles and logistics at this relaunch will revamp the Operation Calm Life. This is the first phase of such provision. Today, we're providing you with 200 vehicles and 300 motor bicycles. We shall be expanding the numbers of police personnel. We shall also be investing heavily in technology to strengthen our capacity to fight crime. Government, I assure you, is committed to resourcing our security agencies so that they can effectively carry out their mandate and help maintain the peace, security, and stability of our nation in our quest to build a progressive and prosperous Ghana. To this end, I urge you, the members of our security agencies, to carry out this operation with the seriousness and diligence it deserves. The objective of the operation is to protect the society from criminal activity. It is not intended to harass or intimidate the population. I therefore entreat you to be mindful of the law and the rights of the citizenry in the discharge of your duties. I'm confident that the professionalism of the men and women of our security agencies will be demonstrated once again, and they will do their best to ensure that the Ghanaian people enjoy a peaceful Christmas and enter the new year with optimism. To the personnel of Operation Calm Life and members of our security services, I commend you for your patriotism and high sense of duty. To the citizenry, I urge you to cooperate with the security agencies and volunteer information that will lead to maintaining law and order in the country. Our security agencies are there for your own good and have been mandated by law to protect and keep you safe. Please help them in the discharge of their noble duty. Accordingly, men and women of Operation Calm Life, ladies and gentlemen, I declare Operation Calm Life relaunched. Thank you, and may God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong.